Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, IFBB Pro Matt Butale. And today we are going to be breaking down, talking about stress and fat loss and how one affects the other and how you can control your stress in order to actually see more success in your fat loss journey. All right. So if you are stressed out and you notice that your fitness journey has been a little bit difficult because of that extra stress, we're going to be talking about that. And also we're going to be showing you how to fix that in today's episode. Okay. But before we get in, guys and girls, I want you to share this out to somebody that you know might get value from this, someone that you know is struggling with stress and also wants to lose fat and is struggling in their fitness journey. Okay, so with that out the way, we're going to be diving into today's episode. All right, so it's no secret, guys. Managing stress and cortisol levels is crucial for effective fat loss, especially for men over 30. All right, and if you heard that word, that C word, cortisol, and don't know what it means, I'm going to explain to you real briefly right now. Cortisol is a hormone that is secreted in your brain, and it makes it so that your body is, it's a lot more difficult for your body to release water weight and to burn fat, right? So it's one of those hormones that make it a little bit more difficult for you to see more progress in your fat loss or muscle building journey. We don't want cortisol, okay? Cortisol is produced when we don't get enough sleep consistently for weeks, maybe even months or years at a time. Cortisol is also produced when we are super anxious, when we're super nervous all the time, when we struggle with emotional regulation. You know, you don't want to have a lot of cortisol in your system because outside of your fat loss journey, it just makes life a little bit harder to live. Okay, so that's that C word. If you don't know what it means, I just explained it to you, and you can Google it if you want a better definition on what it means and what it does. Okay, so let's dive straight into some strategies that you can implement. I'm going to give you some personal ones that I implement that help me manage stress so that I can continue to see progress in my own fitness journey as a pro bodybuilder. And again, some of you listening to this are like, well, like you're a pro bodybuilder, like it's a bit different for you. Well, it's actually not. And the reason why it's not is because I'm actually a human being just like you. And I get stressed out too. I get nervous as well. From time to time, I get anxious. And I'm going to tell you, these are some things that I do to help me regulate my emotions, regulate my stress so that I can ultimately get control over my stress and continue to progress in my own way. All right. The same way that you're about to. Okay. So for myself, the first thing, well, actually, no, in no particular order, in no like level of importance or order of importance, I'm going to explain to you the first thing that I typically do when it comes to, you know, fat loss, when it comes to managing stress, is journaling. Okay, when it comes to fat loss, managing stress in that aspect, or fitness, managing my own body and my consistency, it's journaling. Okay, and how does this affect me? Like, why am I journaling so that I can burn more fat? Like, where's the fucking correlation? Well, guys, just like I talked about earlier on in this episode, I also do struggle with stress, nervousness, anxiety from time to time, just like you. Okay, I'm a human being just like you. And I noticed that when I'm in these states of mind, it becomes a lot more difficult for me to be more consistent with the gym. Of course, I'm still consistent with the gym. Of course, I still abide by my own commitments when it comes to going to the gym. And if anything, that's probably the biggest difference between the two of us, right? Is that I still do what I have to do for my body, regardless of how I feel. Whereas, you know, sometimes you might feel like sitting down and watching TV, and then that one day becomes 1 week, which becomes 1 month. And now before you know it, you don't go to the gym anymore. So that's the only difference we have. But the feeling does exist between the both of us, of feeling stressed, of feeling tired, and so on and so forth. And so how do I get myself to continue to go to the gym? Or what are one of the ways that I do that is so journaling, guys. And when I say journaling, what, like, I know a lot of you guys have heard this, you heard me talk about it before, but you don't really have like a structure, like you don't know really like what to do when it comes to journaling. And to that, I'll say this, it's different for everybody, but I'll give you my own, like my two cents on what I do. So I would write things down, and this sounds very either cliche or hippie, depending on what side you lean on, but I'd write things down that I'm grateful for. That's where I would start. Okay. Four things that I'm grateful for. It could be, it doesn't even have to be about like crazy expensive shit or, you know, new achievements. It can be basic shit like water. For example, I'm grateful that I've got access to clean water. I'm grateful that the sun is shining today. How many of you guys love good weather? And when you see good weather, you experience good weather, it makes you feel better. Like, I'm grateful for those days. Okay. Because when they're not there, I'm still grateful. I'm thinking of them and I'm missing them. Okay. So I'm grateful for the sun. You know, when it hits my skin and I sit there and I feel it and I'm warm and it's making me happy, you know, that's a good thing. That's a great feeling and I'm grateful for it. I'm also grateful for the support that you guys, you know, offer me, right? I'm grateful for the impact that I have with this knowledge. I'm grateful for the fact that people trust me enough to help them with their fitness journey. I'm grateful for many things. And guys, think of the very basic things in your life and just write it down. And once you write it down, read it out loud or read it in your head, depending on where you are. You don't want to be, you know, disturbing anybody. But I would prefer that you'd read it out loud and let those words come out of your mouth. And it would be even better if you did this around the time you woke up, so that this was like the first sort of thing that you're putting in your brain before you touch your phone. And these are the first words that you're uttering out of your mouth before you start your day, because that's going to program your mind to stay in a more positive mind state. Okay, if you've got kids, I'm grateful for my kids. Okay, if your parents are still alive, I'm grateful that my parents are still alive. You know, whatever it might be, I'm grateful for my car. I'm grateful for the fact that I have access to clean food, hot food, whatever it might be. Four very simple things that you are grateful for. Okay, that's the very first thing that I would do, or that I do, right? And then the second thing I would do while I'm journaling is four things that I'm proud about. Okay, and these things are like specific to me. Right? Very, very specific to me. Four things about myself that I am proud about. And you can be repetitive with it as long as you're genuinely writing down things you are proud about. Okay? And this is something that I would recommend you do every single day, because it's a skill to work on your mindset. Okay? And it's a skill to work on reducing stress. Like, think of it. Your entire life up until this point, you were stressed out, probably dealing with things as a child. You know, some of you guys had abusive households, and some of you guys have experienced some pretty crazy shit. And as a result of that, you developed a negative self-belief towards yourself. And like most of you guys that are obese, that are overweight, that are out of shape, truly believe that you deserve to stay that way because of the way you treat yourself. And it's a subconscious thing. Like, if you were bullied, you probably believe that, you know, you're ugly. You know, or that you're fat and that you're meant to be that way and that you're defective, right? Or if you weren't that good in school and your parents, you know, pushed you down because of that, you're going to tell yourself, I'm fucking stupid. And whether you say these words or not, sometimes you do, right? But whether you vocalize these things or not, you think them about yourself. And so the only way to combat that is to continue to negate it by not only writing these things down, but saying them and truly believing them over the course of years, guys. Okay, it's going to take time for you to undo. Like, it's a given. It's going to take time for you to do. It's not something that you're just going to do overnight. Like, think of it. However old you are, that's how many years you spent accumulating all of that negativity. So you got to spend either equal to, if not more than, those amount of years, you know, undoing all of those negative beliefs. So going back to what we were talking about in terms of, like, the instructions, like, for me, the way that I like to journal is, so we talked about the four gratefuls, and I was talking about four things that I'm proud about. And these four things, make sure that they're genuine, that they're true, you feel these things about yourself like you actually do, and that they negate some of those negative core beliefs. So, example, if you struggled with school growing up, you would say, I'm proud of myself for graduating, if you graduated, right? Or if you struggled with being overweight, you were chubby the whole time you were a kid and you got bullied for it and they picked on you, right? You're gonna say, I'm proud of the fact that I went to the gym today, assuming you went to the gym. Or I am proud of the fact that I've been eating cleaner, if you've been eating cleaner. And again, just really think of those core, like those deep, deep, deep wounds that you do have, because we all have them, right? Think about them and then negate them with things that you're proud about for yourself. And guys, if you think I'm just talking shit here, for the guys of you that are watching on the live stream, you can't, or you can see this, but for the people listening to this on the podcast, you can hear the pages ruffling. I do this every day. This is my little book here. I'm not going to go too deep into it because I don't want you guys to screenshot this shit. It's private, right? It's super private. But yeah, so four things that you're proud about when it comes to the things that you are doing or the things that you have achieved. For myself, I truly, growing up, believed I was just never gonna amount to anything, right? And so when I achieved getting that pro card, which honestly was a dream of mine, and I really thought it was impossible. Like, you know when people say, how much money do you want to make? And you say $1 million and you feel like how impossible that is. That's how impossible it felt for me to get this pro card, right? So every day when I'm writing down my, journaling and I'm talking about things that I'm grateful for, I always say that I'm grateful that I am a natural IFBB pro, because that is something that, again, like I will never get tired of the fact that I was able to put myself in a position to achieve that. I am proud of myself for being a natural IFBB pro, because growing up, there were things about myself that I was just not proud about. And I need to start looking at things and reflecting on things that make me proud about who I am, so that in turn, it helps me really like identify myself as the better person, as the person that, isn't the one that struggled with X, Y, and Z problems. Similar to you, if you're bullied, if you weren't that good in school, you want to write down things that you're proud about that negate those core beliefs. And guys, you're not writing them down just to write them down. You're writing them down and you're reading them out and you're thinking about it before you write it down to make sure that you truly are grateful for that thing or you're proud about yourself for achieving that thing, so that you can properly combat and like negate those core beliefs that are stress inducing. And while you might look at this like, dude, this is long as fuck. Why am I doing this to manage stress? It's the key to this is doing this first thing in the morning, before you touch your phone, before you speak to another human being. You better utter and speak these words of positivity. And if you want to take another step above, sometimes I do this when I'm like really down. I would do it in the mirror. I would write it down and then I would read it out, speak it out, and like literally make eye contact with myself in the mirror to have that conversation with myself and say what I'm proud about, say what I'm grateful for, so on and so forth. Okay, so those are the first two things. Four things that I'm grateful for, four things that I'm proud about. And then moving on, I would write again four lines of things that I want to achieve, but I write them like I've achieved them per se, right? Like, for example, and this is actually something that I did when I was grinding towards my pro card, my last nationals that I competed at. I wrote down, I am a successful entrepreneur. I am an IFBB pro. At the time, was I an IFBB pro? No. Was I a successful entrepreneur? Not as successful as after I turned pro, but it was something that I wanted to embody. So I wrote it down. Okay. And I wrote this down every single day. It doesn't matter. It never mattered until the day it actually happened. And no, I'm not saying like you can manifest $1 million by writing down, I have $1 million every single day. Like, that's fucking crazy. You're delusional if you think that. But there is a superpower, a secret superpower, when you are writing these things and you believe these things and you have actions that align with those beliefs. Again, if you have these actions that make these beliefs make sense and make these beliefs authentic, then you are winning. And you are actively combating the negative thoughts that you have in your head about yourself, the negative image that you have about yourself. And so when you can do this on a repetitive basis and you can, like, you truly mean it, and you are speaking these things first thing in the morning out loud, believe me, the quality of the day, of your day, will increase as it goes along. Like, you'll notice this. You'll really notice this, right? And my favorite portion at the end of writing and journaling and speaking these things out first thing in the morning is looking at like the most recent fuck ups that I've had, the most recent mistakes that I've made, the things that are on my head, on my mind, on my heart that bother me the most. And I would write them down under the I'm proud section. So you got gratefuls, you got I'm proud, and then you got your affirmations, right? And so in my affirmations, I would look at the most recent heavy things and be like, I want to negate this. So, and let's be honest here, guys. You know, we're all human beings. We all fuck up, right? Say you make a commitment, like, you know, I don't want to drink more than X amount of times per week, or I don't want to get high, or I don't want to lie, or you know what I mean? I want to be more punctual. I want to be on time, right? So you'd write, I am, if your thing was lying, I am honest. I'm an honest, integral man, right? And if your thing was, let's say, alcohol, I drink alcohol only once a week. Even if you fucked up and you did it 3 times that week, right? But you believe in your heart, like you really don't want that to be you. So you write it down and you speak it first thing in the morning. Believe me, guys, you will end up slowly programming your mind into not being the person that you're embarrassed or that you're upset that you are currently. Okay, so this is something that's very important, journaling, right? If you want to know my structure, that's how it is. That's what I do. That's how I journal. And I would write these things, speak these things, and sometimes look in the mirror as I speak them out, if I'm really down, so that I can just like connect with myself and feel real grounded and get that extra, you know, energy out of my mind so that I can understand how to move forward and reduce stress. Okay, so that's the first thing. You want to journal. And again, this is something that I do. You don't have to do this. Okay, but it does help me with stress. I'm going to be giving you things that help me. Okay, so the next thing that I would do, something else that I would do, was very simple. Not even simple, it's very obvious. And if you're listening to this podcast, you know you should be doing this already to manage stress. It's called going to the gym, exercising, you know, getting your heart rate up. It's going to secrete endorphins in your brain, hormones in your brain that will make you happy. Think of dopamine. Dopamine, you know, when you're scrolling on your timeline for endless hours, or if you play video games, when you get a kill online, or whatever it is. Maybe you get a kiss on the cheek from your wife and you feel good. Dopamine, right? Or I guess that would be oxytocin. But again, it's there are feel-good hormones. Dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin is typically, you know, it's a different realm. You get that with like connection and love and, you know, things of that sort. But happy hormones are secreted in the gym, or when you are active. So in order to combat cortisol, a not so happy hormone, you've got to be secreting or producing happy hormones. And the best way to do that is to physically manipulate our bodies into doing that by remaining and staying active. Makes sense? Not too much to be said about that. Get into the gym and move around. But one thing that I do to stack on top of my workouts after, you know, you know, you crush a workout, you feel good about yourself. You know, your brain is secreted the happy hormones because you're like, I just did something good for myself and I feel amazing. I got a nice pump. You know, I'm working towards something great here. One thing that I do, guys, to stack on top of that win is I would go into the sauna. And yes, while this does have health benefits, I treat this sort of like a meditation. And I'm going to break this down for you. The way that I treat the sauna like a meditation to sort of calm my mind and control my stress is I would get into the sauna. I would either get my like noise canceling earbuds and sit in a corner. Again, turn up the heat all the way up, sit in a corner and listen to something called binaural beats, which is essentially just white noise. Okay. You don't have to do it. You can literally just put earplugs in so that it's just quiet. You want to feel like when you close your eyes, you're there. You just you presently, you, the heat, your heartbeat, and your breathing. I actually would recommend doing earplugs instead because not everybody wants to like wear headphones inside the sauna, so that's cool if you know whatever. Do that, sit there, and you can either think of the things that you wrote about in your journal, or you can think about how you want to execute the rest of your day, or you can sit there and reflect on things that might have been bothering you, right? So just sit there, and there's no way to do it. There's no way to meditate, okay? But what I would do is I would sit there and I would just close my eyes and I would either have this white noise or I'd put my noise canceling headphones in and play nothing. So I just feel like I'm just like in a, it's just me there. Even if there are other people in the sauna, I would just close my eyes and just take big, slow, deep breaths in, hold it for 2 seconds and out. And with the heat, this is difficult to do. So be careful. I don't want you doing listening to this and passing out in the sauna. Definitely build work up to it, but I would stay in there for 10 minutes and I would do that. Mainly for the health benefits, but also for the mental health benefits of just having that quietness. No noise in my brain, no noise around me. I got those earplugs, remember? My eyes are shut, and it's just me, the heat, my heartbeat, and breathing. Period. Right? If there are things that I want to focus on that have been giving me anxiety or stress, I focus on them. If there are things that have been pissing me the fuck off, I sit there with those emotions. if whatever it might be, whatever is plaguing my mind, the first thing at the front of my mind or at the top of my mind, that's what I look at when I close my eyes. It's what I think about when I am there in the sauna with the heat and my heartbeat and my breathing slowly, right? And I try my best to gain control over not necessarily what I'm thinking, but how I react to what I'm thinking about. And it's almost like I'm in third person, but I'm just like closed in. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I would do at the end of my workout after I secrete my happy hormones. So it's a little bit easier to tap into that state of mind. And it works even better if you are a morning person and you train in the morning so that you have a beautiful start to your day. And you're like, okay, like, look, this is going on. This sucks in my life. This, you know, this is bad. But I just crushed a workout. It's really early. Or, you know, for me, what I would say is, you know, I'm a pro bodybuilder. I turned pro naturally at 23. I can do the impossible. I train 2 times before the world even wakes up. Like, regardless of whatever mistakes I may have made in the past, I have the ability to change it. And there's the proof. How is, like, what's the proof? The proof is that I'm here right now doing what I said I was going to do. And, you know, like, that's something that it's real. It's happening. You're thinking about it. You're experiencing it and you're living in it and you're present in that moment, right? And that's just an example for, like, me. But for you, it could be like, I want to lose, or maybe you've started your fitness journey. You lost 3 pounds in the first week. You're like, look, guys, or in your head, you're thinking to yourself, you're like, look, you know, I've already lost 3 pounds. I'm here right now. I've been training when I said I was going to train. I didn't miss today. I already started off my day with a win. You know, I did my journaling. So you have, like, you're already reflecting on the positive things that are working for you. And it's like stirring a pot full of positivity. And it's amazing, guys. And it's something that I'd recommend you do after your workout, should you have the time. If not, make the time for it, right? So that's the first thing that we talked about was journaling. The second thing that I talked about was that little mindset meditation that you can do in the sauna. And outside of that, guys, one thing that I'd recommend is, and this is very basic, it ties into the happy hormone secretion, but it's a form of cardio. And yes, of course, there are health benefits to cardio, but I find for myself personally, it really does like improve my mood. Even if it's like a very, very light cardio and I'm not breathing heavy at all, it's like low intensity. I notice that around 10, 15 minutes, you know, down the line, because I do it consistently 7 days a week for 30 minutes, very low intensity, somewhere 10 to 15 minutes down the line, I feel like just randomly euphoric. And I know that it's a response to secreting the happy hormones, but, you know, sometimes I'm listening to my favorite music and I'm doing cardio and it just gives me energy. It just makes me happy, you know? And that's one thing that I want to share with you. All right. Cardio also does help me. So another thing here, and again, definitely in moderation to help you manage stress. And I'm going to say again, in moderation, is caffeine. Okay. It can help boost your energy and get you in the gym to have those killer workouts, especially if you want to lean towards being more of an early bird, a morning person, and start your days off with wins so that those wins and that energy, that momentum carries throughout the day and it's exuded in your aura and your presence. Like whenever you're around people that you just like, they're like, oh, you're much happier, or you're just easier to talk to, or, you know, like people are magnetized towards you because you are in a state of positivity and you start off your day with wins and you do what the fuck you say you're going to do. And you're working on yourself mentally. And because you're working on yourself mentally and you are negating physically with action, the negative core beliefs that you have about yourself, whenever something bad happens throughout the day, you are going to be more prepared. You're going to be better equipped to handle negativity because you started off your day with so much positivity. Does that make sense? Just sit with that. Does that make sense? And if it does make sense, then that's a great reason for you to actually implement what I'm telling you. Guys, all this information that I'm sharing with you means nothing if you don't do anything with it. As one of my mentors said, information without implementation is just fucking noise. All right, and we don't want noise. You already have enough noise, enough stress, enough headache, pain, heartbreak, whatever it is in your life that you need to sort of get yourself out of. Okay, so this is an episode that I guarantee will help you once you implement it. So implement it. Okay, you know that what I mentioned is something or are things that I like I'm doing myself. And I want you to understand that outside of like what I do for myself, there are ways that you will do things for yourself that will work better for you. So if everything that I mentioned sounds good and you try it and it just doesn't work out the same way, like you just don't feel the same feelings or get the same results or the same experience, it's cool. You have full permission to modify it so that you can get what you want out of it. Okay? It doesn't have to be this way only. The way you handle your own mental health is up to you. The way you manage your stress is ultimately up to you. The way I manage stress is not going to dictate the way that you manage or respond to stress, okay? But the whole core thing here is getting up early and starting off your day with positivity and momentum so that throughout the rest of your day, it becomes easier to battle negativity, and that in turn is guaranteed to reduce stress. And if we reduce stress, we're reducing cortisol. If we're reducing cortisol, we are thus making it easier for us to burn fat, to build muscle, and to stay consistent in the gym. Does that make sense? Beautiful. Okay. So two things that we're going to talk about here before we wrap it up in today's episode three things. One is very quick. Sun. Get your sunlight. Okay. There are supplements we could talk about that will also help you, like 5-HTP. You can take vitamin D3. There is lion's mane. There's ashwagandha. You know, we could talk about supplements all day long, but nothing really tops nature. Get out in the sun. Also, make sure you have a balanced diet. Okay, guys. Micronutrients, vitamins, things like that. Those little small things that we really don't care about, we should care about because they help us more than we know when it comes to regulating our stress and, you know, moving forward the way that we want to move forward in. Okay, so the thing that I'll talk about here before we wrap it up in today's episode here, guys, is number one, sleep. This is a priority. This is where our body does it, like it all of its healing and all of its growing. So we want to make sure that we're getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single day. And that's going to help us, again, operate in a better state. When you are fucking tired all the time, it's no wonder you feel like shit. Like, think about it. You don't want to be in that state of mind constantly, right? When you're well rested, it's easier for you to be happier, okay? Just keep that in mind. That's one thing here. It's one thing here. And another thing that we're going to talk about, and again, very briefly before we wrap it up today, is social support. Okay, who do you surround yourself with? Do all of your friends drink? Yeah, well then, no wonder you struggle to fucking stop drinking. And no wonder that's bothering you. Do all your friends get high constantly? Well, no fucking shit, you struggle with it as well. Do you know, like, look, really audit your circles. Do the people that you hang out with the most build you up or build you down? And not to say that they're bad people, but they definitely have habits that you do not want to keep in your life because these habits are keeping you on a perpetual cycle that makes it harder for you to get positive or to stay positive or to change your life in a positive way. Does that make sense? So look at your circle, audit your circle, and say, who the fuck am I spending my time around? And sometimes that person could be you. You spend most time with yourself, but you find yourself slipping into negative habits more often than not. And if that's you, then I recommend you to reroute the episode all the way to scratch, 1 minute in, and start fucking journaling. Look at the things within yourself that you are not proud about, right? And look at the things that you are proud about. And write things down to negate the things that you aren't proud about and act towards that. Again, this is why I recommend if you're going to journal or do anything that I talked about in this episode, that you do it first fucking thing in the morning before you touch your phone. Like, you got to put yourself first and make yourself a priority so that this will work. Because if you try to do this at, like, the end of the day, first of all, that's even if you are going to do it. Because by the time you get to the end of the day, you're so stressed. There's so many things that just been packed down on you that it's very likely that you're not going to do it. So start your days off with these wins. I promise you, I fucking promise you, it will help. And I'm living proof of it. My clients are living proof of it. It works. And I didn't just come up with this shit out of like thin air. Like, my mentors taught this to me because I struggled with the same shit you did. I struggled with consistency. I struggled with doing what the fuck I said I was going to do. I struggled with negative self-beliefs. I struggled, guys. And this is if there is anything, this was the thing that helped me dig my mind out the fucking gutter. Start your day off with wins, start your day off with positivity, and compound it over weeks, months, years, decades. It's how billionaires become billionaires. It's how champions become champions. They groom their minds, okay? And they control their stress by doing so. All right? Remember, guys, stress management is the key component to overall health and well-being. You can look like a Greek god. You can be fucking richer than Elon Musk. But if you don't have a solid brain in between those two ears that allows you to think thoughts that make you proud about yourself, that make you feel like life is worth living, you will fucking kill yourself either immediately or slowly. And you don't want that. Neither do I, which is why I'm sharing that with you today. All right? Mental health is everything. Stress is everything. And you have to understand that. And if you incorporate some of the things that I talked about in this episode into your routine, it'll help you manage your stress. Guaranteed. Right? No, I'm not a therapist. No, I'm not a doctor. But I am a human being. And I'm just sharing with you what worked for me. So definitely feel free to pick apart what I talked about in this episode. Try it out. And don't just try it out for a day or 2 days. Try it out for like a week, 2 weeks straight, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Right? Not saying that you got to go to the gym every single day and do the whole sauna thingy, but pick apart whatever you want from this episode and stick to it consistently, day in, day out. And when you're doing these things, don't just like write these things down because you feel like obligated. If that's you, you're not ready to do it yet. Like, think about it. Be intentional. Be present when you're doing these things so that they have an impact on you. And it's not going to have an impact on you, I promise, until like the first 60-ish, 90 days when you're doing it consistently. And then you notice everything around your life not only feels easier to deal with when it comes to negativity, but like you just start to win more. You start to believe in yourself more. You become more optimistic. People start to the better people start to magnetize towards you. People that you want to, you know, like you aspire to be like. It's very weird the way it works out, but it's part of the law of attraction if you're into that stuff. All right. So guys, these can provide, you know, this is personal advice. I'm just giving you personal advice and they can provide results. All right. And I want you to listen to this and I want you to do this, especially if you've been struggling with stress, because the more stressed you are, the more fat you'll have on your body. And that's a fucking fact. All right. That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, share it out with a friend. Don't be a stranger. All right. If you want to reach out to me, if you want to chat, I'm Matt Butale, M-A-T-T space B-U-T-A-L-E on any social media platform. You can pretty much just Google it and you'll find me. All right. Wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. Let's embrace your inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro, Matt Butale, signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Butale, signing out.